We have one more performer this half. You already saw him up on stage. He's one half of the duo Rabbit Rabbit, also a great musician and friend, Chris Blake. I've taken a trip with Chris and Andrew, who is coming up in the next half. I teched a show for them at the Toronto Sketch Fest, and that was a very fun trip that came at a very good time for me. But I'll talk about that later.
Hey, guys. Funny enough, I did want to talk about the trip that I took with Andrew and Eric to Toronto. Andrew and I got to do the Toronto Sketch Fest. We're really excited about it, and we were like, oh, fuck, how are we going to get up there? And Andrew came up with the idea and said, hey, why don't we ask Eric to come with us? He can drive us and we'll pay for gas and we'll get him up there and he'll get us up there. He'll take our show and be a good time. And I love road trips. I really, really do. I think that is, it doesn't matter how far you're going, even if it's like an hour outside of the city or 8 hours to Toronto, it doesn't matter. You learn a lot about somebody and you're put in this... in this space, it's very tight, it's very small, and you have to talk. You have to just relate to somebody in that time. And this is really the kind of, the first shot that I really got at Eric, which was fucking awesome. And now I get to do the show, and I'm so excited that you're doing this this road trip. Because it's very fun, because we all went to Toronto, we learned that... the border officers have great names. Officer Vandal, Officer Bourgeoisie. Also, if you ever go to Canada, do not tell them that you are performing or doing anything that may include money. Just don't mention it. Just go, nope, having fun, bye. We learned that poutine's terrible. No, it's awful. It's awful. Nope. It's terrible. Man, it's just really, really... And also... I remember this very vivid thing, and I was thinking about it today, because I was thinking about that trip. One thing that sticks out with me is that we asked Eric, and we go, hey, can we do this? He goes, yeah, guys, that'd be great. Listen, on the way back, there's this Bruce Springsteen podcast that I like to listen to. Do you guys mind? It's like an hour and a half. We just want to listen to it on the way back. And we were like, yeah, man, that's great. So for an hour and a half, we drove in silence, but it wasn't... uncomfortable. It was great. I was in the back seat reading comics. Andrew was reading his book, and Eric was up front driving, listening to this podcast. And it's a very distinct feeling that it's just like, oh man, in this moment now, these people, regardless of what happens, that's a relationship that there really isn't kind of going back from. It's like, no, we spend hours with these people, days. That matters, and that stays with you, regardless of what happens. That being said, I want to play this song that I think harkens to that, and I'm going to do that for you. It's by a band called You Won't. The song's called No Divide. Let's see. Born into fire, were we? I call it a paradise. Without a worry to me, I ran the streets at night. And in that heady weather, there was no you and I. But now we are bound together, and there is no divide. No, 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 oh, no divide. Remember when you told me that I felt high inside. You shot a terror through me and never did subside. You know I sometimes wonder what sent us down this slide. But now we are 6 feet under, digging from the bottom in the middle of the night. No. Ride. Well, I don't mind. You're free to make your choices and
mind. But till we split our voices, there will be no divide, no.
Chords in that song? There was like a bunch of chords in that song.
There's like, and I think there's four. No, there's six.
No, in the chorus, you were doing a lot of shit there.
Yeah, it's just moving fast.
Chris, like, guys.